we've been looking at the whole thing of community and discipleship and going in, looking in closer at small groups and that sort of thing. I was chatting with Tab today, and we were just, I just mentioned, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing for the youth to be able to stay in. Here's why. When we look down 5 to 10 years down the road, how old are our youth going to be? How old are you going to be? That's the bigger question, right? We need to hear from the youth, because this is your church. Seriously, we need to hear from you. So the high school, the senior high and the junior high will be staying in. It's going to be interactive. It's going to be a lot of movement going, so we're not going to bore you to death, anything like that. So we're going to release the kids. We're going to pray for the kids. And here's what's going to happen during the 10-minute break. We are going to shift some of these chairs into like five different horseshoes, because we are going to be sitting in five different groups. Okay? Don't panic. Don't run out. We're not putting you on the spot or anything like that. We're just going to shift up the seating a bit. That's all. Okay, we're going to start now. If we could maybe have the doors to the lobby shut there, just so we can. We're gonna move at a fair clip this morning, believe it or not. Thumbs up, ready to go? Awesome. Okay, first of all, thanks so much for your being flexible. This is very flexible. You don't get too much more flexible than this. The purpose behind this is because I started off in January talking about, So tomorrow I have an appointment at the doctor's for a physical, and I do that every year, year and a half, something like that. That's just a routine thing. Why? To just check. How are things going? You know, everything's tickety-boo? Just want to know, right? It's good for us to do that as well. So this is sort of like what we've been doing, what the leadership has been doing, is like a physical on us as well, to see how we're doing. And the baseline things we're looking at, this is up on the monitors here, the three things that are core to us, core to who we are, is worship. Then this is all done together, because together is key here, but worship together, doing life together, and doing the stuff together. And when we take a step back and look at it, how are things doing, the one that seems to highlight that maybe needs some attention is the one of doing life together. Being a community, and being not only just being a community, but growing as disciples. That is key. And so as we step back, we go, so what are we going to do about that? So the last 4 weeks, we've been talking about it. But you can talk, and that's nice, but if you don't have a plan, if you don't move forward, it was just a nice talk, and we want more than that. And so today is answering the question, what are we going to do? That's the question we are answering. Now, Sunday gatherings are great. But what Sunday gatherings can't do, the larger gatherings, whenever we gather large, two things it can't do. It can't form close relationships, because usually it's just very light conversations that you have, and they're quick and short. It's just like a hi, how are you doing, weather's great, lots of snow, whatever, right? It's those type of conversations we have. And as well, as far as being formed or transformed as a follower of Jesus, it's just, you hear messages, and I know we pastors, you know, make it sound like the preaching is the most important, but if it's just you hear a good message, but you don't, it doesn't get into your life, massaged into your life. It was just a good talk is all it was. And we want to be able to form to be good, to be followers of Christ. That's our desire. And so while Sundays are good, and social media can help us a little bit, but not a lot. When you look at really what helps, it's when you can have these intimate conversations, when you can be with a group of other people and working out life together. It's having a safe place to belong where you know you can share your worries or share your concerns or celebrate your joys, do that thing, and ask the tough questions without feeling like you're being judged or whatever. That's important because that's how things get worked out in life. And so there's a verse here in Proverbs 27:17 that says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And that's what we need. As I listen to the, and I've talked about the church in North America, people just, you know, falling by the wayside in that. I think what it is, we become dull. We don't have that engaging with one another. And I think this proverb here speaks to that. And we need that sharpening one another, helping one another. So as a pastor, I've had time to think about this. And as I've thought about, if I was starting up a church, what would a small group or a smaller group of people, what would it look to be? What would be the key elements? And the key elements for me would be this. First, everyone belongs. And by that, I simply mean everyone belongs. Meaning, if I'm a new person coming into the church, I'm connected. I get connected with a smaller group that's in close proximity to where I live. Whether I attend or not is beside the point, but I'm connected. It would be that group that would make that would keep in touch with me. That would be the key thing for me. And so everyone belongs. Everyone, whether you attend or not, that would be a key thing. It would be a place where we learn together, where we let Scripture study us and shape us. In Acts 2, I referenced last week that the church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Why? Because we're all wanting to be disciples of Jesus and be like him. We learn together. We eat together. Yeah. Eating is a very sacred act. That's where community is built, around the table. One of our key things we do as a church is have communion, which is representative of the banquet feast that God prepares for us. We eat together. We pray together. That's foundation. We serve together. Serving is we give of ourselves. You all know, I hope you know, that it's not that you have to be busy about life, but it's when I give of myself to others, when I help someone else, it actually helps me grow. It actually helps me. I see where it's the people that shape the group. Just like each person here is individual and you have your own little individual likes and dislikes, a group would be shaped around how that group of people looks like. That's what would shape it. The people would shape it. All groups wouldn't look the same or do the same things. As a pastor, my emphasis would be towards the leaders, equipping them, encouraging them, support them. Why? Because really they are the boots on the ground. They're like elders, boots on the ground. If I pulled those people together, if I pulled them together and asked the question, how's the church doing? They could tell me how the church is doing. Because they're boots on the ground, they're with people, they're walking with people on a weekly or monthly basis, they're connecting, they know. So that's one of the things that's where I'd be putting my emphasis, or whoever overseeing that would be putting their emphasis. Now me as a person, I need to put a name to everything. I gotta have a name. What would I call this? For me, this is just a name. It's just what would be in my head. This is a place of intimacy, but I also see this is the life, the heartbeat of the church, is when people are gathering together in smaller groups and working out what it means to be a follower. So to me, I would just simply call it home church. It's church in the home is what it is. It's not doing this, but there's something about home that speaks of intimacy, and there's something about we're the church. And the church isn't the board of directors, and the church isn't the institution, and the church isn't what we do on a Sunday. It's the people. It's us. We're the church. You're the church. We are. Regardless what you call it, the core thing of building community, making disciples, that's what it has to be about. So that's the framework from which I want us to be able to discuss this morning. So I want to leave that with you. Now we have Jason Baskerville. So Jared and I started off. Where's Jared? There's Jared. Jared and I started off with a conversation about this. And then I happened upon Amanda McDougall, and because God had put something on her heart about discipleship and small groups, and it was like, pull her in. And then a few weeks ago, we pulled in Laura and we pulled in Jason. They're both on our senior leadership team, and but also have a passion for the whole thing of community and discipleship. So we want to hear their stories. Who's first?
Hi. I don't like being at the front, but here I am. So I think that it's important to recognize that what Scott has shared here, he shared with sort of leadership, back in the fall. And there were a couple of times where Amanda mediated have people sort of say what they thought about sort of this vision about home church. Now, we've had small groups or home churches or kinships, or they've been called different things over the years, in this church, like always. I've been a part of them for most of my life as a Christian, and do feel that they're extremely valuable. But as a leadership team, we really, really feel that this is the direction that we need to be going in as a church, that that this is a part that we haven't been doing as well. Have heard lots of times over the years that people have felt that they didn't necessarily belong, or people have actually left our church feeling like they weren't connected. And so we don't want that to happen to anybody. We want people to feel that they're a part of this big family. And the benefit of being in a smaller setting, in a home church type group, I can't overemphasize how valuable it is. I've seen it, I've experienced it, and so that's the direction we want to go in, is to create that so that everybody has that kind of experience.
Hello. So my experience as a leader starts way back when we first started coming to the Vineyard, and it has a lot to do with Patrick and Laura Kilborn, because they were the people who invited us out to a small group. We didn't really know anybody. And they said, hey, do you guys want to come out? And so we ended up being part of your small group. And the experience in the small group was rewarding and fulfilling and pushed us all towards maturity. And so as a leader, as I'm looking at this situation and in the big picture, a couple of things come to mind. The first one is the invitation, and for us to be intentional about inviting people into fellowship, because without that invitation, who knows where Judy and I would have been. We could have gone anywhere if we didn't have that connection and something to draw us into the family. And now it truly is our family. You know, we bought a house in Cambridge because we wanted to be closer to our family, because we wanted to be within walking distance of the church. The other piece is pushing us towards maturity. So as a small group leader, it's not about you as a leader. You're just a bunch of people walking the journey together and doing life together and moving towards greater maturity in Christ. And if you get to pull a few people along with you, that's amazing. And you don't have to have anything special. You don't have to have anything special except the love of Christ that just shines out through you. The fellowship is with the people around you, the people in your group, is something that is all orchestrated by God. You can have a totally diverse group of people, totally different personality types, and the way he knits you together with trust and vulnerability, it's something that you can't get on a Sunday morning. And so as a leader, that is, being able to invite people into that is just one of the most rewarding things and one of the best parts of this family that I really love.
Yes, thank you guys.
We figured that.
figured that. So we're going to do a bit of a shift here. And now when I brought Amanda McDougall in and we talked about, we pulled the leadership team together, she facilitated, brilliant facilitator, and will lead us very well this morning as we journey through this. So with that, Amanda.
So all of you this morning, as we picked up and tried to rearrange chairs, probably felt like this was a bit crazy. I know Chris even mentioned, you know, it's a bit chaotic. It's a lot like family or community. It's messy sometimes. The truth is that although the leadership team has been thinking about this for a while, and they definitely feel like this is the direction that God is calling us to, it feels a bit like it did this morning in trying to pull together these smaller groups. We know that God is calling us to smaller groups and to communities to develop relationships, but we don't really know the best way to get there. We don't really know the best way to structure that. And we're looking to all of you to help us do that thinking. And so it does feel uncomfortable right now. It does feel like we don't totally know how we're going to get there. We just know we need to have these groups. And we know there's going to be people that are thinking, this is crazy. It's not organized. You guys don't know what you're doing. And then other people going, this is awesome. I don't have to sit in rows today. Right? So we have, we have all these different thoughts and opinions sitting in this room with us. And so what we want to do is spend the next 20 minutes or so trying to allow people to start thinking about it like the leadership has started thinking about it. And the conversation doesn't end today, but we wanted to signal that it really does start today with engaging everyone's thoughts and opinions. And so what we're going to do is Laura's going to go to the group at the back there. Jason's going to go to that group. Tab's going to be over here. Scott's here. I'm here. Jared's in this group. And we have a few questions that each of us want to start the dialogue with each one of you. Oh, and Scott will put them up on the monitor as well so that you can see them. It's probably going to get a little bit loud in here just by nature of the fact of our space. We don't have a huge amount of space, and it's not the easiest to try and, you know, go and find other space. So we just ask that maybe you might need to huddle in a little bit more and just talk within your groups. We might need to slide up here a little bit, and we might need to do that a little. The other thing is if you're visiting today, and this is either your first time here or you might have had experience doing this in another environment that we haven't. We know that historically we've had small groups, so that doesn't mean we know how to do what we're trying to do. And so you have great ideas too, and God put you here today for a reason, to share what your thoughts are and your perspectives are, and we value all of that. So what we're going to do is spend about 20 minutes, and then we're going to come back as a group and try to pull some general conversations up to this flip chart, which is why we've got it up on the screen, because we're going to try to spend about 15 minutes just pulling together some key things. And then as the leaders, we'll gather all the conversation that happened in each one of these groups and try to distill that and pull it together.
So first of all, I want to thank you for your input. Very interesting conversations that we've had today, and some, for me at least, hearing from the youth, hearing from others, just a bit of a few ahas of like, that's interesting, some of the comments that have been made, and as we continue to push towards community and towards discipleship. So where do we go from here? What's been handed out to you is a sheet. And it's simply, thank you. I wrote it up. I should know what I wrote on it. For the conversation to continue, if you have a question, you can write it down on here and give it to Jason or Amanda or Laura or Jared or myself. Or you get home and something comes up, you can email us at info@cvcf.ca. That is on here as well. We will welcome your input. If you have like questions or a comment you want to make as well, if you have been tweaked about, you know what, I'd like to explore further what this means to be a leader. And that goes for anyone, regardless of your age. If you go, you know what, I'm curious about the whole leader thing, or even being a host, opening up my home, then fill this out. Send an email to at the info site there, at the info email address, and we'll hook up with you. One of the things we do need is leaders to be able to start some groups. Now, we do have some groups already going, but we're just looking to start to have that being birthed. As well, you're going to start seeing this communicated on a weekly basis, both in social media and on Sundays at one that when we're up at the front here talking about this. And we need to, we're going to be building opportunities, creating opportunities for people to be able to connect. And for us to connect to those who are walking into our church here on Sunday, how to reach out to them, how to reach out to our neighbors, and to take, you know, be Jesus to people. So that's going to be the next steps we take from this. But we do need your input. And we are going to follow up with this, what we've gathered together. I'm a processor, so I can't take everything what I've heard this morning and just go, and I gotta think things through. It's just the way I'm wired. So others, you probably can go fire off some stuff right now. I can't. So it's just the way it is.
Maybe, Scott, we could include a version of this next week as well in the bulletin.
Sure.
So for anybody who mulls like you do, okay. If you're mulling over.
A Survey Monkey thing? Sure. Chris can. Thank you. Okay. And was there any of this recorded, Chris? Okay. It's going to be difficult with the mic not being passed. You're right, yes. It's just the initial at the beginning. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else, Amanda, right now at this point?
No, but if the first part was recorded and there are people you know who weren't here, when it gets posted up on the Vineyard app, just encourage people to actually take the 20 minutes to listen to the 20 minutes they missed, because it's really hard in a journey like this to miss a day like this, because you come along in the thinking with the rest of the group, and if you miss it, it's good to at least catch up and hear that piece. So just encourage anyone you know that wasn't here to listen to that part.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up. We're going to close off in prayer right now. And so just a couple of things. For those, how many here know Ken and Joan Albert? Does that ring bells to anyone? Okay, so for those who know them, Ken Albert passed away. Was it yesterday or Friday? Friday. So you can be praying for Joan. It's all.
You're gonna pray for the snow.
Yes, I know. Yeah. That was on my mental list. Who said that? Who said that? It was. You can't read my mind. We are praying for Phil and Jen and Luke and Faith. Are they here too? Okay. What's that? Yes, we're going to be praying for those. For those who want to gather around Phil and Jen, and just we'll pray. But for those who do need to leave as well, we'll dismiss at this time. And again, thank you. Ellen, yes?
I just want to say that we need to know what our identity is. And when our identity is in Christ Jesus, when we pray our Father, that he's our Father, not just my Father. And so we need to do all this in the power of the Holy Spirit. And if we function, you know, in the power of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then we will be community. We need to talk about these other little details, but the core is, who are we, and are we in Christ?
Mm-hmm. No, that's very good. Thank you. Thanks, Ellen. Okay. Father, we want to thank you for this time together. And Lord, thank you for the generation of the good conversations. And Lord, we thank you for our youth who are very much in tune with where things are at, and Lord, as we push towards, as we look down the future, into 5 years, 10 years, Father, Lord, we know that as we walk in your spirit, Lord, we walk trusting you, and Lord, we know your desire to see the community become truly a community, and Lord, for others to be able to come into our community here. So, Father, we thank you for the time we've had together. We thank you for the input. We thank you for your presence that's been here. And, Lord, we do this because we love you. So, Father, go with us. Bless us as we go throughout the rest of this day. And thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.